time to shine the light of Christ into the darkness of death. For those who can see, there will be light. And Jesus holds those things. He holds time and light. He holds humanity and God's purposes. He holds the darkness of the world and the light of hope and the power of resurrection. He holds those things. And he holds them for Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And he holds them for us. Lazarus is dead. And Jesus goes to raise him.
Second part of our reading is page 1018 from John chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more, deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes, let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did, put their faith in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
John 11:33. Come and see, Lord. Jesus comes to Lazarus' tomb. What does he see? Death. The breaking of human bonds, the shattering of dreams and hopes. What was and what now can never be. He sees conventional religious attitude. He sees those doing their best to comfort and to console. He sees Martha and Mary, dear friends. He speaks to them as unique individuals, mourning a unique person. Jesus speaks into Martha's faithful disappointment. And he invites her to see that resurrection is now. Not sometime, not someplace else. It is now. And it is he, Jesus, who stands before her. He asks her to believe and to trust. He takes on her reproach and disappointment, her hesitation. He invites her to believe at a time when belief itself is most difficult. And Mary, perhaps quieter, more reflective than her sister, offers the same words as her sister, Martha. Lord, if you have been here, and she weeps, not tears of laughter or tears of joy, but tears of grief and brokenness. And Jesus too is moved, not in a sham or pretend way, not acting, not doing this because it seems to be the right thing to do, but because of who he is. He is moved to his very core. Up to this point, he was in control. But now he shudders. And yes, there's anger, righteous anger, as he holds the brokenness of the world. Pain, sin, death, all that in this world destroys and negates, all that effaces humanity. All the things we know all too well from our own experience, from us being in the world. The things that move us. And what moves us moves God. God weeps. God shudders. God is moved. We are powerless sometimes before those things, before the brokenness. We're caught up in it. And so is God in Christ. But for God in Christ, death and the tomb are no barriers. Human hesitation and human doubt are no barriers. Jesus stands already in the power of the resurrection, already to transform human brokenness. He thanks God that his Father has heard his prayer. He does not request God to raise Lazarus. Rather, out of the relationship he has with his Father comes the power of the resurrection that is starting to flow. Jesus calls Lazarus into life, as if you might call someone lost in a labyrinth or in a dark place. Lazarus, this is the way. And so he comes. And so he comes. With the grave clothes still adhering to him, he is set free into life and light. Later in John's Gospel, Jesus will show the full extent of his love. He loves his disciples. He will love them to the end. By washing their feet, an act of humble service, and by going himself into that darkness, into that labyrinth, into that brokenness, to finally overcome it. Let's pray. Almighty God, as we stand at the foot of the cross of your Son, help us to see and know your love for us, so that in humility, love, and joy, we may place at his feet all that we have and all that we are, through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen.